Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Celebrate Jesus this morning. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. He's risen. Glory to God. Sit up in heavenly places. Amen. So this morning I'm going to be sharing with us, and I want us to pay attention. Listen, your heart has to be stirred and ready. God is a God of times and seasons. And this Easter period reminds us of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And we're not mourning because Jesus Christ, everything happened over 2,000 years. So we're not mourning now. We're celebrating. Are we here together? We're celebrating. That's what we're doing. We're not mourning. And that's why if you find yourself in a situation where you're heavy and moody and weak, if you come to the presence of God, you might not be able to get anything until you cheer up. Jesus Christ said to them, be of good cheer. In other words, to receive, you have to be of good cheer. You can't take a sad countenance. You can't receive anything with a sad countenance. You can't receive anything with a heart that is not open. So even if somebody offended you, even if you are angry, even if you have Jesus, God has offended you, forgive God. And smile this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Forgive everybody and smile. Be excited. Because that's how you deliver. With joy, you will draw from the well of salvation. It doesn't matter how bad. If you put your face high, you will not be able to get anything. But when you say, God, I trust you, I believe you, and you begin to laugh at that affliction, laugh at that challenge, laugh at that career issue, laugh at that business issue, and you say, it's turning around. Everything is turning around. You stand your ground. Never allow the devil steal your joy. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Never allow the devil steal your joy. Never, never. Don't get to that point where the devil is determining how you react. The devil now has a button to determine your emotional reaction. So if he wants you to be angry, he will push it like this. He wants you to feel frustrated, he will push it like this. He wants you to... No. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So when they say rejoice, some people say, I don't feel the fake. You cannot fake what you have. Every believer has joy. You should turn it on. Don't say I'm faking it. You are turning it on. Glory to God. So I cannot fake it. When they score goal in football match, do you not jump? Jesus Christ scored the goal on the cross of Calvary. Jump and celebrate. Glory to God. I have come to realize in this kingdom that you cannot go farther than the level of knowledge that you possess. You cannot go farther than the level of knowledge that you possess. And it happens everywhere. I wonder why people think that the kingdom is going to be different. It happens everywhere. Everywhere. Every field of life. Every field of life. The level of knowledge you have determines the edge on which you operate. If you have a low level of knowledge, you'll be at a low level. If you have a high level of knowledge, you have a high-powered life. And that's the reason why I have to remind us this morning. After you get saved, the most important thing is to press for knowledge. After you get saved, it's not a time to sit down. Many people got saved, they sat down and frustration became their lot. Many people got saved, after they got saved, they weren't pressing into God. They were pressing into church and activities. They were not pressing into God. And because they didn't press into God, when something goes wrong, they say, I don't even know what is happening right now. How many of us, the other day I read for us a scripture, the Bible talked about Jesus, the sower that went to sow seeds. And he said a particular one fell on a particular side because he did not have root. The enemy saw it, the evil one saw it, and he stole it. He said, these are they that heard the word of God. When they heard it, they were excited. But because they did not have root, there was no understanding. They were excited at what they heard, but they didn't understand it. He said, the evil one came and he stole it. And they got back to frustration. Why? Because after knowledge comes. Light gives you edge. Light helps you see. Everything you have in Christ Jesus, you will not be able to see except you are in the light. So it's not a cock and bull thing. It's not something that they just do and say, no, you know, I should just come to Jesus. No. There are things that many people were ignorant of. Nobody taught them. And that's why when they came into the faith, they lived frustrated lives. And God has not permitted any believer to live so. And that's why I come this morning as a teaching priest. These lights you are about to receive, may the entrance of his word give light and understanding in the name of Jesus. On Tuesday, I was teaching something. Was it Tuesday or on Friday? I don't know. Friday, when we started the NLC program. Friday. And we had the same video clip with which we used to advertise the program. Do you have that video clip? Can you look for it and just play? Let everybody hear it. I want you to play that from what we said. Then I'll build up. It's just a 1 minute something or 45 seconds there about. Do you have it played? Let everybody listen. I'll pick it up from there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Did they tell you about the fact that you're supposed to play it? Glory to God. Let's move on. Now, if you don't want to suffer the faith of unbelievers, if you don't want to live and suffer the same thing unbelievers suffer, even though you are a Christian, you must contend for light. You must press for greater light. A believer can be born, you can be born again and suffer the same thing unbelievers suffer. You can be born again and live the same like unbelievers live. The difference between those who are excelling in the kingdom and those who are struggling is the level of revelation and encounter that they have had with light. When light comes, darkness disappears. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness. Darkness is that affliction. Darkness is that fear. Darkness is the fear of the future. You are not sure what will happen there. Darkness is that challenge that you're going through. Darkness is that situation that it becomes a mystery around your life. Every mystery is resolved when light shows up. If you're in the dark, everything is a mystery because you cannot see. When light shows up, you see that nothing that looks like a scarecrow was just a cloth hanging somewhere. True or false? Exactly. You look like a dog because you are in the dark. Then they put on the light. You discover that it's not a dog. That thing there is just a toy standing there. Every devil around your life is just a toy hanging around. When light comes, you are able to put them where they belong. Am I communicating this morning? Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, it says, till we come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The knowledge of Son, unto a perfect man. Knowledge unto a perfect man. In other words, knowledge brings you to perfection. 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 If you're struggling, it means that you lack light. Knowledge brings you to perfection. True maturity is known when you see people. That's why, look at it there. He said, knowledge is not God. To a perfect man, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What will bring us there? He said, till we come to the unity of faith and the knowledge. Am I communicating here? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Knowledge. Colossians chapter 1, 9, 11. It says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard of you, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of the Son of God. The same thing. The knowledge. You have to be filled with the knowledge of the Son of God to get results. You have come to know him as your Savior. There are dimensions of him you need to know. You need to know the principles of Jesus. You need to understand the person of Jesus. You need to understand the workings of the kingdom. And these things are not difficult. If you stay with him, you begin to grow. The Bible says, grow in grace and in the knowledge. In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. So this Jesus we're talking about, many people are not growing in the knowledge of him. Many people are not, they are not growing in the knowledge of Jesus. They are just experimenting. Let's go to church. On Sunday we'll go. The evening will go back. Why? Because you believe that your life is powered by your effort in your business. You believe that your life is powered by your effort in your career. You believe that your marriage is powered by your effort in the things that you're doing. Sir, don't wait until certain things begin to show up. Then you begin to ask yourself, what must I do now? Always live ready. A man of knowledge lives ready. A man of knowledge lives ready. Because when you have knowledge, you have edge. You can break the jaw and the backbone of Satan with knowledge. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 5, it says, and beside this, giving all diligence. Look at now. It said, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. and to virtue, knowledge. So knowledge is part of the things that you must add if your life will make sense. He said, after your faith, virtue, knowledge, and go ahead. Let me show you the end result of what he's saying now. Just hold on to knowledge here. Other things are added. Knowledge. Then he says, to knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. Go ahead now. Go ahead. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherliness, love. If these things be, these things are yours and abound. Another translation says, if these things be in you and they abound, he said, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The reason people are unfruitful in their Christian walk, the reason people are struggling, is because these things are not there. Now, it's just knowledge I'm talking about today. How about those who are lacking the other things? Because say, if these things be in you, they shall make you that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. An unfruitful Christian life is a product of lack of the quality knowledge that you need to have. Don't join the band of those that they do drama for. Shagraba, shagraba. And they say they are okay. You are not okay. You need to know what will keep you okay forever. It's knowledge. The reason people run to the doctor every time. Doctor is here. Tomorrow, doctor is here. Next tomorrow, doctor is here. It's because they don't know what the doctor knows. If you know what the doctor knows and you have it in your house, you will not go to the doctor. When the thing shows up there, Ogbeni is here. Oh, you shoot yourself. You put yourself. Why? Because you know it. And you continue your life. You don't have to be looking up and down, running everywhere. The reason people are looking for one deliverance house to the another, until they are molested and abused and messed up, is because they don't know their God. They that know their God shall be strong, and they will do exploit. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, the zeal, the passion, and the hunger to press into a higher dimension this year, 2025. Rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Many people are not pressing. That's why they are where they are. They are comfortable with the life. And they fail to understand that it's not just about life here. Whatever the quality of life, we are going to live with him in glory. And the height that we will be there, the level of control that you will have there, is dependent on what you have achieved here. So what have you achieved? So you want to get light, you say, study the Bible. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. In other words, if you fail to study, you'll be ashamed. 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 He says, study to show yourself approved. In other words, when you are studying, there will be a point of approval. He said, this one has passed this test, can never suffer this fate again. This one has passed this test, can never suffer this fate again. I came to announce to somebody, as light comes in the measure that God is releasing it this morning, when you catch this light, you will never be defeated again in the name of Jesus. Somebody wakes up and says, never, my marriage can never suffer defeat again. You say, why are they? You are proud. It's not pride. They know something you don't know. They are not saying it because they are proud. He says, it's because you married a gentlewoman. It's not gentlewoman. Even gentlewomen can turn to lion. Go and meet some gentlemen. Became lion. He says, because you know God has matched both of you together. It's your soul. It's not any of this thing. It's knowledge. The Bible says, deal with them according to knowledge. Knowledge gives edge. Anything you know and you fail to practice, you will still suffer the same thing. That's why they say knowledge is power. But it's not just knowledge that is power. It is knowledge put to action that is power. Knowledge is like bullet in your gun. You must shoot. If you decide not to fire, you remain there. You are holding a gun and a thief shows up. Thief, I have gone home. I have gone, oh, move, oh, I have gone, oh. And it's coming closer. See, I have, can't you see my gun? That's how people do when they carry their Bible and put on their head and say they are sleeping. They are showing the devil, say, see, it is not the one here, it is the one inside your spirit. You must bring it out. Am I communicating? It's not even the one you memorize without revelation. Memorizing is good, but catch the revelation of what you memorized. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here, church? So we have certain possibilities in Christ Jesus. And if you know these things, you'll be able to live a life that is glorious. You need to know them. And one of the possibilities, I'll just share one or two in this service, we'll close. Second service, I'll share another one again. Tomorrow, I'm going to share six things that we now possess. I told us on Friday that I'll share that. On Monday, I'll share that. Glory to God. Number one thing that we have as victory in this new life that we have in Christ Jesus. Number one, the resurrection power has given us victory over sin and death. Victory over sin and death. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Please put it for me. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Romans chapter 6. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? He said, you are not under the law. The law has ended. Christ became the end of the law to whoever believes. Christ is the end of the law to whoever believes. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under what? Grace. How? He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ has appeared to us. The Bible says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich. So the grace has appeared, sir. The grace appears so that you will not be disgraced. And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. You will never be disgraced again in the name of Jesus. Every area of life that you are embarrassed and shattered and battered, today by the resurrection power of Jesus, it expires in the name of Jesus. Your amen sounds like you are giving the blessing to your neighbor. Sin shall not have dominion over you. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to sin. Every time the devil catches you on the corner and he says, I know you, you fall. He says, you don't know me. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, the old one is what you know. You don't know this one. You'll be telling the devil that knowledge. You don't know this one. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Another word says, one says new creation. They are both of them are correct. New creation. I like the one that says new creature. When there is a new creature in town, you know what happens? Scientists begin to do a search to know that creature because they have never seen the kind. That is what a believer is. The devil is on experiment trying to know what we are. He said, but the wind blew where it listed. No man knows the direction of the wind. So is a man of the spirit. The devil used to predict you when you were not born again. He knows what he will do. Your button will fall and you fall. Now you are in Christ. You are not like that again. When he presses this place, you become unpredictable. When you become highly unpredictable to Satan, he loses his grip over you. And it is in Christ that you find that strength. It is in Christ that you find that strength. Why? When he says sin has no dominion over you, you are not going to be praying and say, Jesus, I need the power. The power is the knowledge that we have told you that sin has no dominion. That's what he needs. He said, what? I want something to hit me. Nothing will hit you. Knowledge has hit you. Knowledge is your life. Knowledge. You know it. When you know it, it creates an awareness. When you know there's money in your bank account, the way you walk is different. If you know there's no money, you will not prize anything. If they are pricing, even if you go to price where they say, oh, we are going to sell it, even if it's 1 million, eh, and you beat the price to 2 naira, you still cannot buy it. Kolowo, it's not the pricing. Then how much is it? They say, it's $5,000. Yeah. Can I get in $1,000? They say, yes. Okay, will you give me $500? Okay, no problem. Carry it. He does not have it home. It's empty. Okay, if I give you $100, will you collect? Carry. Why is he not carrying it? He does not have it. So it's not the pricing that is the problem. The problem is that he does not have it. Even they say it's $50 now. Say, okay, you know what? Carry it for $50. You say, I should carry it. You'll be asking questions. But when somebody knows what they have and you enter there and they tell you, he says, is that the price? He say, quickly, just get it packed immediately so that I can move out of this place. People who have talk with authority. When you know what Jesus has done for you, you know what you have. In Christ Jesus, you must know what you have. I'm not a slave to Satan. Satan, you cannot determine where my flesh will go. You cannot determine the things that I do. Some of us have refused to rebel against Satan. You always allow him. When he says, be angry. Now, so I'll show you my reserve, oh, and you start acting anger. You hear the voice say, don't forgive. You say, yes. I vow in my heart I will never forgive. You are the one, you are helping Satan. You are propagating the ministry of Satan. But when Satan says be angry, he says, I will never be angry now. Why? Because the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. I refuse to be angry. And the people who are predicting, thinking you will act that way, they now see a different one. They say, the man has changed. That is the change. The change of the new creation is a reaction against the old order of Satan and living a new life. You react. Why? There's a spirit inside of you that empowers you now to do it. Many people are not even aware they have the Holy Spirit. And that's why every small thing happening in their life, it's Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me. Where is he going to? The one you have always leave anyhow. He leave any small thing, will leave everywhere. Why is your own Holy Spirit living like that? The Holy Spirit in the new creation does not live like that. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." He's there. The reason people cannot place demand is that every small thing, Satan says, "You see, he has left you." That Holy Spirit, they say, "I am empty, Lord. I am empty, oh Yahweh, Yahweh. I am empty. I'm not empty anything. I carry Holy Ghost." What are you empty of? That you sang a song that's full of pity doesn't change anything. Oga, know who you are. Rise up to the demand of the occasion and tell the devil, "I am breaking your backbone. I am breaking your backbone." People have come to, I've seen testimonies. Oh, forget all these things. I have heard testimony. People will say, "Pastor, do you know that day I came out and I made utter call? As soon as I left, the desire of this thing disappeared. This is 2 years now. I've never gone back again." What happened? The backbone of sin was broken. The desire died. The reason you are still there is because you still have desire for it. The reason you are still struggling is because you still have passion for it. The day your passion for it dies, your passion comes alive for Jesus. A glorious life. That knowledge can change everything. He said, I don't know, my body's not fine. No, you know, because you are still enjoying it. You see, if there's something you are getting, if you know that it has expired today it has expired, you make up your mind and say, "Satan, it has expired. You have nothing on me." Jesus speaking, he said, "The prince of this world cometh and he has nothing on me." Nothing. That's what the resurrection power has done. The same Peter that was timid before, see how he started behaving after the resurrection. See how the apostles started behaving. It shows you the sign. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Say to yourself, sin is a dethroned monarch. Say it again, sin is a dethroned monarch. I am not controlled by the cravings of my flesh. I am led by the Spirit. I am led by the Spirit. The resurrection power of Jesus controls my life. They said, "The man usually beat his wife blue black." Then the man got born again. And the next time the wife reacted the same way she would react. And the man did like this. And he said, "Hallelujah." Sin is a dethroned monarch. The man tried to act. Then the same person that would have pounced, he walked out of the house and took a walk. By the time he was coming back, he was crying in tears. And Jesus was telling him, "You have conquered. You have won that victory. And you will never go back to that level again." That's how sin becomes the throne in your life. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? You make up your mind and say, "No, that's what Jesus paid for. That is what Jesus paid for. A life of glory, a life of honor, a life of glory, a life of honor, a beautiful life, a glorious life." And I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, by this revelation, by this light, when you step out of here, every voice and command of Satan that you have yielded to and has caused patterns to repeat in your family, today it has ended in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you shout a louder amen. I didn't hear you shout a louder amen. Lift up your voice and say, "Dear Father, today I declare Satan's oppression over my life has ended now, has ended now, has ended now. Anger, lose your grip. Malice, lose your grip. Unforgiveness, lose your grip. Bitterness, lose your grip. Immorality, lose your grip. Everything that is not of God, lose your grip over my life." No more shame, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face. No more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face. The price has been paid. The blood has made a way for me. I can now see Jesus face to face. The price has been paid. The blood has made a way for me.
And now see Jesus face to face.
Oh, face to face. Face to face. I can now see Jesus
face to face.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Oh,
I can now see.
There's what we call behavior modification. There's what we call sin taken away by the power of Jesus. If a little boy is misbehaving now and he's always fighting in school and I don't want him to fight again, I can tell him that bicycle I'll buy it for you. If his friend in school slaps him, he will just stay like this. Why? Because he has passion and desire to have the bicycle. Am I making sense here right now? So when that boy, that is what we call behavior modification, because there is an incentive. There is something he's going to get. So when you tell him, do you understand? If your teacher calls that you fought, no bicycle. So when the friend hits him, he will now act as if he doesn't know anything. He will go to his chair, auntie, this person, before he will pounce as a lion. But his behavior has been modified because of an incentive. That's what some Christians are still doing. But you see, in Christianity, it's not incentive and behavior modification. It is the power of the Holy Ghost, the awareness that you have the power, the awareness that I can say no to Satan now. Pastor, I don't know what to do. Every time I try, I cannot help it. If I get angry, I will break the television in the house. Break your iPhone. No, don't use Palace iPhone. That's why you're breaking it. Go and buy iPhone. 1.5 million naira. Break it. You are breaking it because it's 2 naira. You don't go back Kailara, you break it. Is it? Because it's not heavy. It's not weighty. That's why you can do like that. When it is weighty and heavy, even the demons have. Have you seen a madman enter fire express before? I am mad. Trainer is coming. Say, kill me. Because even the demons themselves know that they are enjoying the body. So if the madman is where, they will remote the madman out of the place. I say, let's continue enjoying this body. You don't understand what I'm saying this morning. Sin loses his grip. Satan loses his grip over you because of the awareness, the knowledge that you now have. It changes everything that you are. The new creation is a new creation. You are not modified. You are not adjusted. It's not an amendment. You are new. Somebody say, I am new. I say it again, I am new. Yes. Yes. So I'm not acting better. I am actually better. It's one thing to say, I'm beginning to act better. It's another thing to say, I am now better. Because the new creation is better. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Am I blessing someone here? Number two, divine health and strength are yours as a new creation. As a new creation, divine health and strength, they belong to you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Please put it on the screen very fast. He said, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. How? He said, through his Holy Spirit who dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead shall give life to your mortal body. How? He said, through his Holy Spirit. You are looking for something external. He said, no, through his Holy Spirit. You say, well, give me. He said, no, through his Holy Spirit. So that one inside has the ability to change it. He said, yes. How? By acknowledging the good thing that you have. I have the Holy Ghost. I acknowledge that I have the Holy Ghost. Sir, even if they are carrying you like this to the hospital and you have all your drugs attached to your body, it doesn't change the fact that Jesus heals. Take your drugs, drink anything you need to drink, but always remind yourself, despite the fact I am taking this, Jesus is still the healer. One day, the revelation will catch up with you and you will not need some things again. It's just a matter of time. But to say because of that, you say, now, I don't want to believe this thing again. This medicine has been my support system. It's temporal. It's temporal. You must discover the permanent solution. So pending when it comes, you hold on to that, pending when that one comes. And the day the light breaks forth into your heart, you say, this is it. I have found the truth. I have found light. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? So you are feeling pain, serious pain, and you are there. And you say, sometimes it is hard to say, Jesus, thank you. It is hard. But the Bible says, in all situations, give thanks. It is the will of God to give thanks. Not that it's the will of God to be in that situation. It is the will of God to give thanks. Because in your thanksgiving, you are placing a demand on the power that is available in Christ. But the best thing that the Satan puts in the mouth of anybody at that moment, or that you can cry out, is that I am finished. Kai, this is my life. Kai. That's the normal thing. If you don't know what to say and it's too hard, don't say anything. Just keep quiet. When the angel appeared and he told Zechariah that he was going to have a child, he knows that Zechariah is a priest and anything Zechariah says will nullify that thing. So he said, let's keep him dumb so that he will not talk. Because with the heart, man believes, with the mouth, confession is made. It's not complete, confession is not made. And Zechariah will always talk. So they said, let's keep him dumb. The same thing Mary said, Zechariah said, and they dealt with Zechariah and left Mary. Why? Because Zechariah was a priest. And not only that, he can say it and affect it, he can change the mind of many people. and that child will never be born. Meaning that God has given the power of life to believers, so that whatever we confess, whatever we believe, whatever we prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. Whatever we endorse on earth is endorsed in heaven. If Zachariah had said that, I saw an angel, but I tell you, I don't believe anything the man has said, he will never have a child. So they said, let's close his mouth, because this guy's mouth, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes what has caused us many disadvantages in our lives is what we are confessing. What we are confessing. Put an end to confession. This my family don't scatter. Never, never. It cannot scatter. God is putting it together. God is putting my husband. Hey, this my son is a very, is the black sheep of the family, very destructive. It's a lie. My son is glorious. He's glorious. He's glorious. His life is getting better. Any is a shining light wherever he goes to. One day, the prodigal son will come back home. Why? The father of the prodigal son sat down outside every day waiting for him to come. Another person condemned his own son with his mouth and said, we'll never come. And he didn't come. Make up your mind what you want. And by the revelation of that knowledge, that light, you stay on it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Am I communicating? Is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? I want you to get it. Don't go ahead and start confessing that things are dead, things are useless, things are battered. No. Some people have gotten tired. They don't believe that there's anything powerful in their mouth again. The reason your mouth confession is not working is that you don't believe it will work. You don't believe. I believe every day. I believe it. That's why I come out every day. If I don't believe that anything, I'll stay in my house. Why am I coming out if I'm going to be confessing? Because the tool and the weapon of communicating the gospel is our mouth. And I believe from my heart that it works. That's why I don't come. There's no service I come and say, you see, God, you know, I cannot believe today. I don't want to. No. Never. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Believe every day of your life that your life is going forward. Believe that Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. You hold on to what he has done. And tell Satan, you are a defeated fool. You have no place in my life. You have no place in my family. You have no place in my body. I have strength. David said, the Lord is the strength of my life. In other words, I'm not living by flesh and blood. I'm not living by the things. No, the Lord is the strength of my life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here this morning? Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? So you see people who are easily burned out. Sometimes it's not even physical sickness. So people, every small thing, they are burned out. Say, I'm tired. I'm so tired. Somebody woke up early in the morning, stretch. I'm tired. 8:30. What did you do? Did you cut firewood in your dream? Some people, when they come out, they wake up default mode, tired mode, default. When they wake up by 12 o'clock, some people are already tired for the day. No matter what, even if there's no work, and they just finish eating food. So when they just finish eating food, the nurse is saying, I'm tired. Confession of tiredness has put their destiny in a tired position. The Lord is the strength of my life. There's still so much to do. Jesus Christ said, my Father walks, either to I walk, now I must walk. You don't sit down there and say you're going to get any victory. It will not come. You have to make up your mind and tell yourself that I am not tired. I have strength. The joy of the Lord is my word, strength. I really feel very burnt out, eh? You see, I think I'm really, really depressed. You continue celebrating depression. If you continue to celebrate depression, you continue to remain depressed. You continue to celebrate tiredness, you remain tired. You continue to celebrate fear, you remain fearful. Say, I'm really afraid. I'm so afraid. Hey, I'm so, they even put adjective. So afraid. Highly afraid. Just to qualify the degree of the pain and the shame. Make up your mind and say, I will never be like that. I will never be like that. I don't confess that I'm tired. There's so much. In fact, I'm not confident to hear God, hear from heaven that I'm tired when I've not done anything. What have I done with my life? If God wants to give you 10 more businesses, he will take it away from you because you are tired. If God wants to give you greater territories to take over, he will say, no, this one is already tired. Every morning you wake up and say, I'm really, really tired. Look at, and God has so much. Look at the prophet Elijah. The Bible says that he came and he said, because of one encounter, after he killed 450 prophets of Baal, and he was physically tired, so he started coming, he was tired. Jezebel came and told him, I said, if I handle you, woman, Jezebel, Jay-Z. When Jezebel shouted at Elijah, they're like, man of God, the man that killed 450 people, his flesh and humanity showed up. Then he ran away. He heard what he started telling God. He said, am I better than my fathers? He said, kill me. I'm not useful for anything. No. I'm so tired. I don't want to live again. God, there's nothing to do. God said, no, we'll not kill this one. He doesn't even know what he's saying now. Go, wait. Now hunger, they catch it. After walking that kind of walk, you should take a retreat and take a break. It's one thing to take a retreat, take vacation, than to keep confessing I'm tired. Instead of the guy to take vacation after killing 450 people, human beings, only you, with knife. Even if a malam kills one malu, he's tired. After one, you kill 450. All he should have done is that, oh, my body needs to rest now. I go and rest and come back. Then he says, I'm tired. Am I better than my fathers? What kind of... In fact, there are no prophets anywhere again. That's how it happens for too many people. They begin to feel like they're the only ones going through one thing or the other. You are not the only one. Arise, shine. And your light has come. So he stayed there and he was complaining. God knows that I still need this guy. So he went there. Bed, come. Now food, hunger, they catch my man of God. They took food there for him. They gave me, say, eat, for the journey is what? Far. Eat well now, eat. By the time he ate and after he was done, he said, listen, you know why you cannot stop now? You have not anointed your successor. You have not picked anybody that will do anything for you. You cannot be tired until you have handed over successfully. Some of us, our life is not looking like anybody that should hand over now. You say you are tired. What have you done? I'm tired of this marriage. What effort have you put? I'm tired of this business. How much have you made? I'm tired of this life. What have you achieved in the life? You can't be tired. Jesus paid the price. The resurrection power is at work in you. Strengthen your spirit, your soul, and your body. You wake up in the morning and say, the resurrection power is strengthening my spirit, strengthening my soul, strengthening my body. I am sound in mind. I am empowered in my body. I am energized in my spirit. I am sound in mind. I am empowered in my body. I'm energized. Why? The resurrection power, if the power that raised Jesus from the dead be in you, he said, it will quicken your mortal body. He will give life. What have you achieved? He said, I'm tired. I'm really, really tired. You are not really, really tired. Anytime it happens like that, go back to God and say, I've come to the fountain and source where I draw strength from. David said, anytime I am overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In other words, it is the tendency of men to be overwhelmed, but the next thing you do is to run to the rock of ages, the rock that gives strength, the rock that gives life. Anything that is threatening you, threatening your family, threatening your manifestation, threatening your rising, I declare this morning, their assignment over your life has ended in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. By the resurrection power of Jesus, I declare right now, a new page is open to you in the name of Jesus. A new page is open to you in the name of Jesus. A new page is open to you in the name of Jesus. At age 70, the owner of Kentucky Fried Chicken stood up and said he wants to start business. What? 70. I want to start business. Okay, you're not okay. At 80, God called Moses and said, I have assignment for you. You will lead the children of Israel out of bondage to the promised land. 80. Why? God is not looking at your physical strength. He said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon. He said, they that be planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in his court. He said, at old age, they will bear fruit. Kapina kapaya, vanekos kata. Every devil that is trying to put you in a state of disadvantage, every devil that is trying to put you in a position of disadvantage, I declare, by the resurrection power of Jesus, receive life now in the name of Jesus. Rise up, rise up. I say, receive life now in the name of Jesus. I say, receive life now in the name of Jesus. Physical strength for everyone that needs it. Everyone that needs it, everyone that needs it, I declare right now, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Receive strength. So I'm tired. I preach first service sometimes, I preach second service, and I usually preach every Sunday without eating. I fast every Sunday. I can't eat without eating. By the time I preach a third service, I get back and the whole of my body is sending sign. I say, God, I'm not tired. If we can still have four services, no problem. Let's continue the work. I refuse to be tired. I refuse to be tired. I refuse to be tired until I have done what I should do. Every weakness in your body, physical weakness. I see someone, I told them. One time I called a particular person. She was always, I said, listen, this sickness is a distraction. Satan wants to, there are big things you should be doing. Tell him I refuse to look at this thing. I wake up, I arise, I will do what I will do. One day he will lose his grip. He will look, he will say, this one knows what he or she wants to achieve. He knows what he wants to achieve. Don't stay there and let the devil put a mess over your destiny. Don't stay there and let the devil rub your mouth on the ground. You must make up your mind and say, no, I'm a new creation. The life of Jesus is inside of me. Somebody say, the life of Jesus is inside of me. Can you shout it? The life of Jesus is inside of me. You are going to pray and say, that resurrection power empower my body. Now listen, body, spirit, and soul. Some people spiritually, when you want to pray, every time, you'll be sitting there. They cannot pray. And if you cannot pray, you will soon be a Satan's cheap goat, scapegoat. your spiritual life. You want to read the Bible, you cannot read. Read the Bible, you cannot read. Pray, you cannot pray. It is Satan. There is a resurrection power that must be activated. Wake up and leave that position and say, no, the resurrection power is activated. I have what it takes to fulfill my destiny. Listen, God has given us all that pertains to life and world, godliness. Everything you need is inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. By the Spirit, you can activate it. If you know these things and you start acting on it, happy are you. I'm mentally drained. They are draining the life out of me. Nothing can drain the life out of me. I'm not confused. I know what to do. I have wisdom. I have direction. For Christ has been made unto me what? Wisdom. Your confession has to change. What Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is yours. Don't leave it. The way this business is going, I'll just scatter everything. Don't scatter everything. You can arrange it. The reason you are the one going through that problem is because you are the one that has the ability to solve it. God will not give you something that you cannot carry. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here right now? Wake up and say, this power is at work in me. This glory is at work in me. Zoe is here. Somebody say, Zoe is here. Say, the life of God is here. In my spirit, in my soul, in my body. The life of God is in my spirit, is in my soul, is in my body. Let me hear you. The life of God is in my spirit, is in my soul, is in my body. The life of God is in my spirit, is in my soul, is in my body. Listen, this confession will start, and I'll make this confession for a few times. I don't know how long, but as I'm making this confession, sicknesses will jump out of people's body. As I make this confession, the spirit of depression will be lifted from people now. You will experience a new inner joy. The resurrection power that is available. Every person that has been in a state of anxiety, depression. Every person that the devil has taken you backward, 15 years backward in your life, when you should be forward. Today, by the confession of this truth. Listen, this confession is not based on ordinary confession. It is based on the resurrection power. Somebody say resurrection power. The resurrection power. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, 3 days old dead body, came back to life. What is it in your life that cannot come back to life? It's coming back to life now. It's coming back to life now. Can you say, my spirit, my soul, and my body respond to the resurrection power? My spirit, my soul, my body respond to the resurrection power. My spirit, my soul, my body respond to the resurrection power. Go ahead and say it. My spirit, my soul, my body respond to the... Go ahead now. Don't stop. Don't stop. Leba nakaba yagaba baba baba. Errakaba benemenegedelemosho. Lagibaneya. That sickness will jump out. That fear will jump out. That anxiety will jump out. That worry will jump out. Lukewarmness will jump out. Fire will come upon you. I still have so much to achieve in my life. I still have so much to pursue in my life. My spirit, my soul, my body respond to the resurrection power. I am active. I am alive. I am strong. Mentally sound. Physically sound. Spiritually sound. I am not down. I'm not going down. No way. I arise. I arise, I arise, I arise, I arise, I arise, I arise. I fulfill my prophetic destiny. I fulfill my prophetic destiny. 30 seconds, can you pray? Pray passionately. Watch it now. Every sensation that is not of God, every weakness that is not of God, because it can never be of God, everything of anxiety, worry, intimidation, fear, Banekos Koprande Rubasha, by the resurrection power of Jesus, 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 Shebenekede Lebo Susu Bregede, by the resurrection power of Jesus, expire now, fear, expire now. Sickness expire now. Diseases expire now. Affliction expire now. Ebeliene kosusa. Ruai kabanendelesh. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, your spirit is responding. Every spirit of heaviness, every yoke, heaviness about your marital destiny. You're almost giving up. I declare right now. Your mind is revived. Your mind is revived. See life again. See life again. See life again. Jesus died so that we will have life. Jesus died and the power of sickness is broken. Sin is broken. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Stretch your hands this morning, I pray. By the Spirit of God. He said, if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead be inside of you, and everyone who is born again is inside of you, and anyone that is not born again right now, from the external, I'm releasing the force of activation upon you. I declare right now, let everything that ought to manifest in your life in this season that is dormant and silent and you are dragging backward, I command right now by the Spirit of God, be revived in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. That business come alive in the name of Jesus. That career come alive in the name of Jesus. That body come alive in the name of Jesus. Affliction get out of there in the name of Jesus. Sickness get out of there in the name of Jesus. Your marital destiny, your family, your children. I declare by the resurrection power of Jesus, whatever has buried them beyond limit, I declare right now, they arise in the name of Jesus. Rise, shine, for your light has come. Jesus is the light and is shining upon every dark area. Somebody's been healed already right now. That weight is lifted already in the name of Jesus. After Jesus was raised from the dead, the days after he lived on the face of the planet Earth, about 40 days after he lived on the face of planet Earth, everything was responding to him. Everything was now. Because of this, I declare, the remaining days before the end, this month end, everything that is taking shape, all begin to take shape and awaken in your life. Connections are coming, opportunities are opening, your body is sound. You are responding to life in the name of Jesus. No more will you be put down again. You are taking your place. You are fulfilling your prophetic destiny by the resurrection power. This knowledge, this awakening, this realization puts you on edge. Knowing that you are not a slave to Satan, knowing that you are not a slave to sin, knowing that you are not a slave to any affliction, it puts you on edge. May this revelation keep you bubbling and bouncing in the name of Jesus. May this revelation continue strengthening you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks this morning. Give him thanks. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Give him thanks this morning. While you are giving him thanks, if you are in service this morning and you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, and you say, Pastor, I need to accept this Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. You want to make that confession this morning. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and your personal Savior. Can you quietly raise your hand this morning? I'm going to pray with you. Raise your hand wherever you are. Raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you now. Raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you right now. God bless you. If you are online, please indicate. Indicate. If you are online, please indicate. Do you want to make a commitment to Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Oh, can you say it after me? Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.